This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the Bahamas, residents are getting ready for whatever Hurricane Dorian has for them. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
For Hurricanes Matthew and Irma, Jeffrey Allen, who lives in Freeport, evacuated, but says he's riding this one out.
We're going to wait it out this time because with Matthew, we evacuated and actually, it turned out we were pretty much unscathed in that particular area.
Allen, who works in construction, says he's getting ready for Dorian.
The first gas station I went to, I was actually at the pump, and they ran out of fuel.
His cousin, Barbara Carey, who lives in Nassau, is also stocking up on necessities like groceries.
It was about 14 registers, and I was like the 20th online on one of the registers.
Carey owns a travel company in the Bahamas and says a lot of cruise ships that are there are rerouting so they don't get hit. I'm Julie Walker.
Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare, and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges early Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannon and tear gas in a standoff with the protesters outside government headquarters. We get more from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least five people were killed, 21 injured in a mass shooting in an area near Midland in Odessa, Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Gerke said that the incident began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer, then drove off, shooting at other people. He eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to think there could be two gunmen, but the chief said that authorities believed that there was only one. Officers caught up with the suspected shooter, a white male in his 30s, shot and killed him at a movie theater complex in Odessa. The incident comes less than 1 month after 22 people, most of them Hispanic, were shot and killed at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. At least 10 people were killed when a suicide bomber set off his device in Kunduz, Afghanistan, where Afghan forces had gathered to repel a Taliban attack that started Friday night. Afghan officials said the dead include both soldiers and civilians. The bombing came shortly after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said government forces had repelled a coordinated Taliban attack on Kunduz near the Tajik border. The attack started early Saturday morning and set off gun battles and airstrikes throughout the day. The attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a ninth round of talks in Doha. Many U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports, which took effect this Sunday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Until now, the war has mainly been an abstraction for American consumers, with tariffs mostly imposed on industrial goods and the president insisting Beijing was paying the price.
China is eating the tariffs.
Starting Sunday, the U.S. will start collecting tariffs on nearly 70% of consumer goods Americans buy from China, from TVs to diapers to dairy products.
Hello, sir. How are you?
At places like Great Wall Hardware in San Francisco.
It's really the customer that suffers.
Owner Albert Chow says he'll hold off as long as he can, but will eventually have to raise prices since he's paying more for Chinese imports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Russian military said that the United States carried out airstrikes in Syria's Idlib de-escalation zone in breach of previous agreements, inflicting numerous casualties and endangering a ceasefire. That's according to Russian news agencies. The TASS news agency cites the Russian Defense Ministry and said the United States had forewarned neither Russia nor Turkey about those strikes. It added that Russian and Syrian warplanes had not carried out raids in the region recently. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's program is going to be a little different than usual. I still have a feature interview, and actually today I've got a very special one because it's happening live right here in the studio, and the artist is a huge star from Ghana. His name is E.L. Say hi, E.L.
What's up, people? What's going on?
Now, he's just released a new album. It's called The Link Up, and we're going to listen to a sample from that and some of his previous hits and just get to know E.L. And then Kwame Ofori is also with me all hour long.
Hey, everyone.
Now, Kwame and E.L. are both Ghanaians, so we're going to get a big, Ghana vibe. And they're going to hang out with us for the whole show. Also, Bill Odidi, most of you know him by now, he presents us today with a sample of three fresh new singles by some of our favorite Kenyan artists. So, what makes today's program different than usual? Well, I just came back from Mozambique. Yes, my first time there, and I got my toes wet in the music culture and the scene of Maputo, at least, and was able to interview six artists. Now, I saw a couple of concerts and hung out. Oh, my God, it was amazing. The ocean, the food. But today, I'm going to play one song from each of these artists, plus a couple more by association. I'll explain that to you later. And we're going to get a real Mozambican vibe. Okay? So, Mozambique, Ghana, a little bit of Kenya. It's going to be awesome. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Kicking off. Here is Machume Zango with a genuine choppy sound of a modern timbila orchestra. It's called Wata Mkande.
Itiamana bapumba batiemile, ichitekatani situlo michivaningo juro. Itiamana bapumba batiemile, ichitekatani situlo michivaningo mamo. Magamba kavafutume timwanatu, dirando kavakongote. Magamba kavafutume timwanatu, dirando kavakongote. No pa kutamba, juru no pa kutamba, no pa kutamba, juru no pa kutamba. Wata mkande, eta dungula vana na vakwe. Wata mkande, eta dungula vana na vakwe. Wata mkande, eta dungula vana na vakwe. Wata mkande, eta dungula vana na vakwe.
Shikudikwa, 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 dikwa, 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 shikudikwa.
Yeah, okay. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. And you just heard Machume Zango. This song was recorded in 2016. And he is from Mozambique. Now, next up, I've got a song for you by the king of Marrabenta. His name is Dilon Ginge. He's 92 years old. I met him, well, outside of Maputo. He is still dancing. He showed me some dance steps. The guy is on fire, okay? And he's 92 years old. All right, I have Kwame and EL with me right here next to me, as I said earlier. Guys, I know you're from Ghana, and you know, Mozambique is kind of far. They speak Portuguese, you guys speak English. Can you name one music style from Mozambique?
Oh, you got me with that one. Nope.
That's EL. You don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't look at me.
All right, so I'm going to educate you guys. I think you're going to like it. Marrabenta is one of the oldest styles from Mozambique, and it comes from a little three-string tin can guitar that some guys were just kind of playing some tunes, and they put it to a traditional beat, and it became marrabenta. So this is the king, and he's one of the very founders of the style, and he's awesome. This song's called Podina. Well, it's the name of a lady, and what he's saying in this song is, somebody took her from me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Tragic.
Marrabenta musicati ay sasenta.
All right, so we're listening to Dilon Ginge, the king of Marrabenta. This song's called Podina. Hey, everybody, I'm Heather. And my very special guest is EL from Ghana. And he had never heard, you know, this kind of music before. But you're liking it, huh?
I love it. I love it. I like the bounce of it. And the party goes dun, 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 dun. This part is awesome.
Yeah, so check it out. You know, maybe you should go to Mozambique. You could do a collaboration.
Collaboration. I like that.
He's about half your size.
We'll put it in the bucket list.
All right. Listening to Podina by Dilon Ginge. Hi, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell. Got very special guests in the studio, EL and Kwame Ofori. They're both with me. But, you know, the theme and the focus is on Mozambique. Oh, yeah. Now, I want to bring EL back on the mic. This next artist we're going to listen to is named Roberto Chitsonzo. I know you've never heard of him, but can you say Chitsonzo?
Chitsonzo.
Oh, my God, you're
Roberto
good.
Roberto Chitsonzo.
Oh, my God, you're so good. I was terrible. Okay. Well, all right. You know, that's awesome. Can you speak any Portuguese?
No, I can't. I can't even think about one word of Portuguese right now.
Tudo bem.
What is
it? How you doing?
Oh, tudo bem.
Yeah.
Tudo bem.
Yeah. Nice. You sound good.
Yeah?
So what languages do you speak, Ia?
I speak mainly English, but my mother taught us a lot of local language. I come from the Volta region where we speak Ewe, and my mom comes from Ga, the Great Sarkar region where we speak Ga as well. So I speak Ga, Ewe, and English.
Trilingual. And now you can say tutto bene.
Tutto bene, exactly.
All right, cool. So we're going to hear more from EL and his music later, but first, let's get back to Roberto Chitsonzo. This is a song called Timpondo. Don't treat your wife badly just because you paid the dowry.
Yakani anjango, yakani liranzo, yakani anjango, kani viranzo.
This is Heather Maxwell. In case you're just joining me, most of the music you're hearing is from Mozambique. So we just heard the song Timpondo. That's by Roberto Chitsonzo. And we're going to hear some more. But I do have a special guest in the studio. His name is E.L. He's from Ghana. So at about half past the hour, we're going to dig into his music, which is a whole different thing. You're going to love it, too. But first, we've got a song by association to the Mozambique theme. It's called Kwateno. And then special Kenyan music report by Bill Odidi. So here's the story to Kwateno, this next song. When I was in Mozambique last week, I received a message on Facebook by an artist from Angola. So I was posting a lot of stuff about the artist I was meeting in Mozambique. And so this guy, I think he saw it and he posted something. He's like, look, I really want you to hear my song because I think you're going to like it. So I did, and I really like it. It turns out he's about to launch his fourth album. It's called Nga Sakidila, and it means thank you in the language Mbundu. It's been about 5 years since Toto ST has released his last album, so here's Kwateno.
Queres ser como eu? Então leva essa cruz. Queres tudo que é meu? Leva também minha cruz. Queres a minha vida? Toma também minha dor. Nada foi de falida. É tudo do suor. Why you wanna be me? You just have to be you. There's no way to be free. If you don't learn to be you, who will you gonna be? Kwateno, 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 Kwateno. Queres minha alegria, leva também a tristeza. Não foi da noite pro dia, e não é de bandeja. Fruto de sofrimento e de muita firmeza. Nada foi de falida, é tudo de suor. If you wanna be me, who is going to be you? There's no way to be free. If you don't want to be you, who will you gonna be? Kwateno, 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 Kwateno. Simples mortal que luta para encontrar seu lugar nesse mundo. Só um simples mortal.
I guess it means be you.
Yep.
Now I'm with EL on my left, Kwame on my right. You guys are digging this, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I like the message, man. I think the simplicity of it is what is the pull, because why do you want to be me? Just be you. It's so simple, but at the same time, very deep.
True.
So I love it.
And I love the strings, man.
Yeah. That Barry Mao.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're Inside Music Time in Africa. Now it's time for news from Kenya. And then get ready to chill with our very special studio guest, EL.
Hi, Heather. I'm Bilu Didi in Nairobi for Music Time in Africa, and I'm playing you some of the hottest tunes on the urban music scene in Kenya at the moment. Let's get started with this young man, Ben Soul, favorite song.
I love you like the sunshine in the morning when I'm yawning, like the scent of love, ukipika chai ya majani na mandazi. Such a lovely way to start my day. We getting high as I make you call my name. Tukisikiza ngoma za Bob Marley. Napenda vile una smile usisare. Nipatie zeze nikuimbie. I wrote a song na nataka usikie. If you let me sing for you. Darling, darling, I will sing your favorite song, because I'm feeling lucky to have you dance along. Oh, love. Darling, darling, I will sing your favorite song, because I'm feeling lucky to have you dance along to your favorite song, baby.
I really like it. Great vocals over a catchy guitar rhythm. Ben Soul with his favorite song. We interviewed Ben Soul, you might remember, on Music Time in Africa a few months ago after he'd released his debut song, and it's so good to see his second single doing as well as it is. The next song is an interesting combination of a group of young musicians based here in Nairobi and a veteran singer. So it's Had The Band featuring the sweet, sweet voice of Nyota Ndogo, who's from Mombasa in the coast of Kenya. Have a listen to Linda Moyo.
Wanitafuta kama wanipenda na kuomba njoo kwetu. Na ile njia ninayopita wanifata fata na kuomba njoo kwetu.
That song tells the story of a woman who's been hurt in love and is careful about giving her heart to someone again. Nyota Ndogo sounds so good. She's certainly one of Kenya's most gifted female singers. And this combination song is with Heart The Band. It's called Linda Moyo. We're checking out some of the biggest new hits on the Kenya music scene. And this next one is called...
Balance. Balance.
Yes, Balance by Nyashinsky.
Balance.
Okay. Wishing for $1 million creeps. Stakes are too high, you can't quit. Practice big and back I stick. I'm so much cooler than you think. Na CCTs and back I sink. Yoki tunatafuta ikwapa ipiki.
It's called Balance by the singer and rapper Nyashinsky. Again, he too has been one of the Kenyan artists we've had an opportunity to speak to on this show, Music Time in Africa, in the recent past. That's about it from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi, in Kenya. Now I hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Hey everybody, now back to Mozambique. You know, I was there all last week with, like, feet in the sand, meeting musicians, going to gigs, checking out studios. It was just amazing. And so I got music from several artists that I interviewed, and that is what we're featuring today. Gorwan, this is a band that has been around for decades. It is the icon of Mozambican live band music. They have a rotating membership, so now they've got a mix of old and new guys. I met them. I went to one of their concerts, which was awesome. And this song is called No E Preciso Empurrar, which means no need to push. Don't push. You don't need to rig elections because there's room for all.
Empurrar un gacho, así la ve aquí.
No preciso.
Un gacho, así la ve aquí.
No.
Empurrar un gacho, así la ve aquí.
No preciso empurrar. Hasta su rato.
Ay, en el mi cuero.
Hasta su rato.
Ay, en el mi cuero. Un gacho, así la ve.
Não precisa.
Um gacho, acho lá vem aqui.
Empurrar.
Um gacho, acho lá vem aqui.
Não precisa.
Um gacho, acho lá vem aqui.
Não. Empurrar.
Um gacho, acho lá vem aqui.
Não precisa empurrar. As mãos um prato.
Ai, nela, encuero.
As mãos um prato.
Ai, nela, encuero. Um gacho, assim lá vem aqui.
Empurrar.
Um gacho, assim lá vem aqui.
Não precisa.
Um gacho, assim lá vem aqui.
Não. Empurrar.
Um gacho, assim lá vem aqui.
Não precisa.
Um gacho, assim lá vem aqui.
Empurrar.
Um gacho, assim lá vem aqui.
Não precisa.
Um gacho, assim lá vem aqui.
Não. Não precisa.
Tinamba what the gbanamba sell tinamba yi ya chenkono. Hello world, my name is Wiala, the lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Rawr! All right, so there's another artist I met in Maputo. She's a female singer-songwriter by the name Lena Bahule. Now, this song is called Dança dos Pigmeus. This singer has spent a lot of time in Brazil, and she told me this fascinating story that she went to Brazil, and everybody was saying, oh, you're from Mozambique. We want to hear what you guys do there, your African music. And she realized that she didn't really know African music because she was raised in sort of a upwardly mobile class. She doesn't speak a local language. She just speaks Portuguese. So she was like, okay. I guess I'll go back home and learn how to sing in some of my local languages. So this is her first project from 2016. It's called Dança dos Pigmeus.
Yeah.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, enjoying this song with all of you, of course, but right here in the studio with EL, our special guest, and Kwame Ofori. We're trying to figure out the beat to that song. EL, I think we got it, don't you?
I think we got a little dizzy with that one, but, but we came around.
We came around.
Good dizzy, though. Good kind of dizzy.
Yeah, we think it's 6-7.
Six, seven.
Yeah. And yes. I like her voice. Her voice is, it just cuts through.
It sure does. Mm-hmm. So that's Lena Bahule from Mozambique. It is time to finally meet EL. EL.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Feeling good?
Good. Well, you know, you've been with us for the last 30 minutes just talking about music that I brought from Mozambique. But first of all, what is EL? What's your real name?
My name is Eloma Dabla.
Ah.
Yeah.
And EL is just easier?
EL is Elom. It begins the Elom. And my mom is called Elfrida. So I just took that.
EL.
EL.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You've got a new album out. We're going to talk about that and listen to one of the songs. But first, let's go back and introduce you musically to everybody.
Sure.
So one of my favorite songs from your earlier career is Obumo. What does that mean?
Obumo is, it's a question. So it's like, imagine an adult asking a kid, Obumo. That means, don't you have any respect?
Ah.
Yeah, so.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of that, and we'll come back.
This is crazy to me.
With the shop Japan, we know the bull dollar cost. Even if it be the new course, you the cruise for town, you know they look proper. Make you come, I go find you some $2 jack. If you feel like my, we go open some cool chopper. 0224442 45. Charlie, that be the number I they use more life. I they give every chick, they look alright. Ever since then, times we had to do four sides. But since the day we I look your eyes, down to your belly, down to your thighs. Even if I could make my show to your guy, go far, could trust me, I go do or die.
Azonto.
Oh, yes. And I was saying that when you talk about Azonto, the movement, you can't take EL out of it. He was there. He was like a pioneer. When he released something else, every song on that album was a hit, and it was a two-sided album.
Yeah.
Showing two sides of EL.
Yeah.
So EL right here is a Ghanaian legend.
Wow.
Honestly.
Thank you.
When was this song out?
This song came out around 2010, I can imagine. Okay. Yeah, around 2010, 2009.
Can you take your glasses off? Or,
yes.
So people can see. Oh,
there he is.
Hello.
I was outside for a second. Yeah.
All right, let's listen to a little bit more of this.
So far, I have two official studio albums,
okay.
But I have countless mixtapes and uncountable singles out.
So you produce all the time?
I produce, yeah. I've produced in my career so far, I've produced about 95% of all the songs that I have out so far.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old are you?
How do I look?
No.
When you women do it,
and when you guys do it, it's okay.
But when we do it,
I'm only as old as I look.
You look like you're about 30.
Exactly.
Okay, I know this game. All right, so you've been on top of the music scene in Azonto and
Afrobeats,
hip life.
Yeah.
In fact, how would you describe yourself? Because in the beginning, when we opened the show, I said you're a huge, and I was going to say a hip life artist, but then I wasn't sure because you're way more than that. You're more.
Yeah, I'm more eclectic. My thing is, I'm a rule breaker. I came into this industry with the intention to break as many rules as I can musically. I was told in the beginning, stick to a lane and pick a sound and stick with it. But I went the opposite direction of that. So I'm a hip hop artist. I do hip life, Afro beats. Anything that I can express myself musically as, I go for it. That's what I do.
That's cool. Rule breaker.
Yeah.
So what about Agbaja? Well, I love this. When Kwame turned me onto it a few years
ago.
I was like,
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And the video.
Yes, the video too.
Video.
Right.
All right. So let's just turn it out. Agbaja.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how to dance again.
You do, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
You
okay.
Know, it's like you
download. I can remember that one. That one, yeah. Because that's where I'm from. That's where I represent my people.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Agbaja.
Yeah. When my people see me, then they holla. Yeah. My people for. Then they holla. ELB, baby, give it to me. See. My people, they see me, then they holla. L, I carry like Okada. Try me home, try. Nashua me home, come. Call me Mr. Lover, man, I know be shabba. Remember the time where I know get gabba. We they holla from my dinner to a shy. Me, then my brother, be waka Sahara for Shada. Now I'm number one rapper for Ghana. Ain't it funny how we get into every day? Day, can I me about me chemi? Pop a bottle, Charlie, make we they celebrate. Break, can I me about me chemi? If I know get no.
Okay, so I'm trying to get EL to sing to this song or to rap to it, and he says, what do you say, EL?
I have thousands of songs. Don't put me on the spot.
He forgot. He forgot, Charlie.
Charlie, I forget, Charlie.
Be filling with millions. Yeah. We standing on top of the bar with a chick in the back with the hands to the ceiling. I know you be thinking the rhythm is different.
Turn up.
And we did what you thought we didn't.
What?
I call up my bank in a minute. They put me in prison. I'm making the killing. We winning. You never dig on my level, Charlie. Yeah, listen, hey, you a turtle, Charlie. The voice they talk for your head, they be devil. So make you no try. I did beg with Charlie. So duck your juju, Charlie. Duck your agbala. I dabble like we get some in a cup. We in the club with a couple of chicks and they're moving their body like that's in like.
When my people see me, then they holla.
So this tune, you said you're remembering now as you're listening to it because you do so many songs. But what inspires you? I mean, how you create so many different things. So like on this song, do you remember?
I remember the lyrics. It's just just spitting it is a little problematic.
Yeah.
I'm on a new wave now.
Yeah.
I've evolved, I've grown.
Can you get back in your head at this time when you're hearing this song?
Yes, definitely. I can imagine exactly. I can. I was at a moment where I had to make hits. I was being forced to make hits all the time. And so I felt like every song that came from me had to be very immensely impactful to the people. So I did a song as a, as an ode to my ethnicity and where I was from, which is the Volta region, where they dance Agbaja, which is the title of the song. So I was in a very, very unique space, very different from where I am right now, because right now I make music primarily for myself, and whoever else appreciates it is welcome to join me.
Cool. Let's listen to the rest of this, and then we're going to go to one of your new songs.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so that was Agbaja, long time ago. Now we are on to today's project with EL. So we've got a new album out.
Yeah.
It's called Link Up, L-I-N-K-O-P, yeah. The Link Up. What are you referring to about that?
The Link Up just refers to the synergy that my friend AI and I have. You know, we've been around each other in the industry for a while, but we never really made a lot of music together. So it felt like we were finally linking up to create something.
Oh, so, okay. So you're with AI on this whole album?
On the whole album, oh, yes.
And wow. It's a perfect marriage.
Yeah.
It's a perfect marriage.
Yeah.
All seven songs are perfect.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's hard for me to say that.
Coming from you, it's a big compliment.
So the album is released now, or is it about to be released?
It's out. We released it a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And it's doing amazing. I just want to thank everybody who's been supporting so far. We thank you so much for that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So you're on tour right now doing that? Is that what you're doing in D.C.?
I came to the States to do a little promotion for I ran away from AI because he's a handful sometimes. I didn't tell you the truth. He's a handful sometimes.
Like in what way?
Like he spends 15 hours in the studio and I have to be there because I record him. So I have to be in the studio for 15 hours continuous. And
wow.
I like to rest.
Shots fired.
So you came all the way to D.C. to get some rest.
To escape it. I need some rest.
Yeah,
I need to sleep.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, this song, Ejuma.
Ajuma. Yes.
Ajuma.
Ajuma.
What does that mean?
Ajuma is just work.
Oh.
Work, yes, essentially, that's what it means.
Okay.
And this was one of the songs we recorded that I wasn't really enthusiastic about, but I like songs that grow on me because I feel like they have longevity. Songs that hit you at once, I feel fade away a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. So it grew on me and I felt this is what we have to release first because it has such an impact on me.
Nice.
Musically, yeah.
But I'm sorry, but I just have to say with the vocals AI dropped on Ejuma.
Yes.
Was that not one of your favorites? How did it have to grow on you?
Wow, because he dropped.
Yes, I'm here to attack you.
Because you are. You know, I feel but it's so cornered. But AI is personally, in my opinion, he's the best male vocalist to come out of Ghana for me.
Mm.
Yes, and so it's such a pleasure recording with him. He's very energetic behind the microphone. And there were other songs which I think his vocal performance were even way above what Ejuma is. But Ejuma is a perfect balance of everything. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Ejuma.
Let's check it out.
Still in work mode. Of course, we're still in work mode.
They talk about though I want bone, don't call my blood clot phone. Respect to the most high one, be in, they give me vim, so I must ride on. Come on, I think about the things I want, go out and go get it, see the things I done. Young love me, follow me, icon, come on, sing along, mama, sing my song. See, everything I run, from legal to illegal, I'm inside one. And every day with the seaside gone, it's a war outside, that's the scene I'm from. And though the enemies might come, we can't stop the hustle in the streets, my done. So, more money, more dough, more goodie,
more egg, I love me, got to feed my farm, you know. This one, yeah, I go for it.
This is just awesome. So you said before that this is like your morning wake-up song.
Yeah. It's a very pick-me-up song, get-me-up-and-go, very inspirational song, and that's the intention behind the song. Just to, I imagine radio stations like VOA playing it in the morning, every morning.
You got it.
You got it.
I caught that.
EL says, play this VOA
every
in the morning.
Every morning.
So you got it. You're going to hear more of it in the morning.
Let's get it.
One from Nakum Tra, baby, I quietly, and you made you myself wanna own here. Why Johnny and he has been gone, I've been black, I've been in ya, I've been cut, while I'm
West Africa Diva. Dance on your horn, and you need to know. You see your cup. You're sometimes you're free in your toe. I mean, now you're bright, you're back. And you're chimo, man, yes, I'm okay. Now you're in your home, bet to me, you're back. I come to walk it down, who wait? Send round my head, now you're Brenda.
So that is Ajuma by EL and AI.
Yeah.
And I guess every single song on the album is perfect, mm-hmm. according to Kwame.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You were saying that EL produced every song.
Yes. Yes.
Was it hard for you to be, you know, performing and then turning around and producing your own tune? Wasn't it a little bit too much?
I'm a bit of a workaholic.
Oh, so what are you complaining about? Even though he's
ridiculous, but
you're just a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm just a little ridiculous. And I produce music almost every day. When I was waiting to come to do this interview, I was producing music down in the lobby. So it's something that I find very comforting for me. And the thing is, I'm very playful, but I use that as a balance to the work because I find myself working on a lot of music. Yeah,
so
I produce a lot of music.
You can do it. It has been such a pleasure to meet you and listen to some of this music. I just can't wait to listen to the rest of the album.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Mm-hmm. Same here.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
This was EL with Kwame.
Yes, yes.
Heather, Music Time in Africa. All right. Hey, everybody. So we're going to get back to Mozambique, as I said. This next song is called Nweti, and it's by an artist named Mingash. Now, I met Mingash when I was there. She's a lovely vocalist. She sang for Miriam Makeba for 6 years or so and toured with her a long time ago. But I saw her one of her concerts just last week, and she is still at the top of her game. So this song is called Nweti. She's basically singing, when the moonlight comes, let's gather and tell stories and celebrate.
Buya hinyosha shikamwe na drone wambona angwete uhuma kamatine wambona angwete uhuma kamatine
sana moja
jinweti aikananeni hiki na shingombela
sana moja
jinweti itakanga karingana wakaringana buhikanga azoto soko buhinkula shika mapinja buya hita matakusana buhinkanga tumberonga jimeti duda jivona kushonga kajone jimeti buya hinyosha shika
Oh,
Yes, all right. That was Mingush with the song Nueti from Mozambique, of course. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. We are in the Mozambican vibe. I've got a couple more tunes. This next one is by an artist I also met there named Chico Antonio. Now, he is kind of like the Mozambican blues man. He's been around for decades. He's not a young man, but he also is still performing. And this song is one of my favorites. It's called Tetego. Right, that was Tetego by Chico Antonio. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and we are going to close out the show with one last tune from Mozambique. It's called Baila Maria. It's by Mingush and Chico, the last two artists we heard. This is an old song. They won back in the late 80s Radio France International Prize for Best African Artist of the Year way back then. And this recording is from those times. It was recorded in Paris. It's a classic now. It's called Baila Maria.
Devo lancio mo akuvlavle wambelwene. I no ngante tsekete ntsekoloma. Noyana wanga kushanga kwaku. Bekisambelwene kusaseka kwaku.
La kunzipi mi sandi vuti sandi kela ntsekulangusa. Zikuma la shaku utominishi.
Maria, noyana wanga kushanga kwaku, bekisa mbilwine liranzulane.
Moya wanga wanyosha himaka ya kujaha, tipumala ni majitu mudrandi wa wanga.
Zemka mbilu ya. Para suscitar lugar.
All right, and that was Baila Maria by Chico Antonio and Mingush. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for grooving with me. Thanks to our very special studio guest, the amazing EL. EL, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, man. It's been amazing being here with you guys at VOA. Check out the link up. It's out there.
Love. Check it out. And Kwame Ofori.
Hey, Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
I'd also like to thank the artists in Maputo who allowed me to interview them last week. I had such a great time. Thanks, everybody. And last but not least, thank you, my dear listeners. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hours of 09, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Finally, you know you can always find us online anytime. Just get on voanews.com, search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.